You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you talking about the Word of God. And specifically, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to continue our discussion where Paul quotes out of Isaiah 64, and eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And so then we're going to move on in verses 10 and 11 and things like that. But first, I want to say thank you. You know, not many times do people think about, when you're dealing with Christian radio, you're not talking about commercials and things like that. But we do have some people who help us with some of the expenses. This is programming that we purchase, airtime we purchase from WMIE, so that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout Brevard County. One of the companies that does help us a little bit is Jits Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. It's the Anderson family, and they have been working in Brevard County with doing concrete work for decades. They've been a part of Merritt Assembly of God longer than I have been, and I've been there for going on 34 years now. They have done small projects. They've done big projects. They've done projects for us at the church. They've done projects for me at my house. They do great, great work. And, you know, even if there was something one of them couldn't figure out together, they would put their heads together and they would come up with a solution. And so because of them, it's easier to get in Merritt Assembly of God Sanctuary, because they knew how to put in ramps. Some of them were significant ramps, some of them not so significant. They've helped me with some windowsill repair. They've helped me level out a porch at my house that had a slope to it. That meant that there was some reshaping of the bottom of the porch itself as far as the aluminum work that goes. And they helped to figure all of that out. So they've got tremendous expertise. They've got decades of experience, and they got a great work ethic. They're not looking to camp out and spend as much time on your project as possible. They're looking to get in, get it done right, and then get out of the way so your project can move forward. They may be a great resource for you if you are looking to have some concrete work done. 321-536-5804. That gets you in touch with Greg, if you so choose. And, you know, we thank them for helping us to be on the air now for, well, you know, almost 13 years. Started in 2013. October will be 13 years. So they may be a great resource for you. You have that information if it is helpful to you. So I read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9. Verse number 10 says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." So as I was studying for this passage, the commentary I read wants to point everything back to Jesus. And I'm very thankful for that Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is the power of God. He was the message of Paul to Corinth in both of those different aspects. He was the he preached Jesus, the power of God, and he preached Jesus, the wisdom of God, to the mature. And so hopefully we are growing in our relationship with God. And one of the responsibilities of God, the Holy Spirit, is to convict people of their sins and point them to Jesus, because Jesus was the one who came as the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Redemption is the family business of the kingdom of God. And so I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit always points us to Jesus, always points us to the Word of God. He will never violate the Word of God. And so it talks about here that the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. And that's the great thing about having an omnipotent God, an omniscient God, is that He has a wealth of knowledge that it is going to take us a long time to get to know. In the meanwhile, we get to appreciate that journey. So I want to take just a little bit of a deviation. It says in verse number 11, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him?" And I want to take you back to something I mentioned on a program. I think I mentioned it last week about when we were leading up to a game night. One of the ladies who helps to plan the games came up with a list of questions. There were 12 questions, and then there was a bonus question, and it had to do with who knows the pastor best. And as I was sitting there filling out those questions, I had to do a great deal of thinking. And I mentioned some of this earlier. I don't know that I mentioned everything. But I got to thinking about how much thought I was having to put into the question so that I could answer it. And later that night, My wife wanted me to ask her the question so that she could see how much she knew. Well, that led me to asking her some of the questions. And you know what it ended up being? It ended up being the culmination of 4 or 5 days that we had had together, and I called her the next day and I said, you know, that was probably the best 5 days, with the exception of the dental work that she had done. And, you know, she was in a lot of pain because of that. That segment of 5 days was probably one of the most enjoyable 5 days that we've had in our normal routine of daily activity in Brevard County in a long, long time, because we weren't sitting there that night just, you know, putting our brains in neutral and watching something on the television. We were actually asking questions of one another that would help us to understand. And so, you know, If I were to ask this question of my wife, what is your favorite color? I know automatically what the answer of that question would be. Anybody who knows her very much would know that what her favorite color is. But if she answered with that favorite color, And I said, well, no, that's really not your favorite color. I would be assuming that I know something better than what she does. Now, if you ask me what her favorite Bible verse is, I can tell you that, and it would be in exact alignment with what she said, because I would not be sharing that information out of an opinion. I would be sharing that information because that is what she has revealed to me through the years. So what I'm sharing this information with you is, as I reflected upon that the next day, I thought, you know, I wonder how much, you know, conversations like this would actually help our marriages here in Brevard County. I wonder how much it would help us to understand the people that we worship with, because we wouldn't be looking to project our own selves, our own opinions about them upon them, but instead we would be allowing them and the spirit that God created them with to reveal that information to you, to us. So, like, you know, what is it that you love to do for Jesus? You know, one of the questions here is on the worksheet. It says, what is pastor's favorite part of preaching? I would probably reframe that question, if I was the one writing it, to what is pastor's favorite part of being a pastor? And in that case, the answer would be preaching. There are a lot of other things that go into ministry more than preaching. Some of those are not fun. You know, there is a lot of administration that goes on. There's a lot of things that happen that require time. They're not nearly as fun as taking the Word of God, which is quick, it's alive, it's powerful, and bringing that to people in such a way that they understand that God wants to be very much involved in their day-to-day life. So I share that with you. You don't have to use the list of questions that I've got, but I think it would help us to understand the good things that God has in store for us in our marriages and in our churches if we would sit down and say, what is it that's going on or that you have going on in your life that is your favorite part? You know, you might even ask what's your least favorite. That's kind of more on the negative side of things. And you know, if we found out what something was that it was a positive, then that we could move forward with that. And so let me just ask you a question. What's your favorite Bible verse? I've talked about that. You know, one of the questions was, what time does pastor usually arrive on Sunday? It's a long time before that first service, I can assure you that. You know, what is pastor's favorite song or hymn? Now, I'm not going to tell you what mine is. Mine has multiple answers, by the way. If you want to know what my favorite modern Christian song is, I could tell you. If you want to know what my favorite hymn is, that's something different. If you want to know what my favorite song is, as far as my relationship with God, it would be a song that God gave me during a time of prayer and praise and worship, probably 30 some years ago. It's never going to be on the radio, but it is something that God quickened to me. And so if I'm in the car, I'll sing it. If I'm in the sanctuary by myself, I'll sing it. Very rarely do I sing it outside of the context that it's me and God having a time of worship together. What one of the questions, what's pastor's least favorite day of the year? I'm hoping that this day goes away. There's been some discussion about that, but my least favorite day of the year is when we spring forward an hour, because I struggle with, getting enough sleep as it is. I don't like losing an hour of sleep. And so you may come up with some own questions that you have. Because what happens too many times in our relationships is we put our relationship on autopilot. You know, it's cutting edge technology as far as autonomous cars go. You put in the address and you can sit back. I've even seen videos of people who were in the front seat. The car is doing all the driving and they are completely and totally sound asleep. They've got way more confidence in that technology than what I've got. I don't sleep well in a car, period. But I definitely would not be able to do that. I have a hard enough time falling asleep on a plane, and I've got nothing going on as far as responsibility goes on a plane, other than just making sure that I serve as the chair's gravity backup plan in case gravity fails. Let's not put our relationship with our family on autopilot. Instead, let's seek out the best relationship that we could possibly have. We have the responsibility to do the seeking. A couple of years ago, I preached a message, and it was about all of the different things that God has told us in the Word that we're supposed to seek out, we're supposed to search for. There was a lady there that was visiting her mother from out of state. She is part of the pastoral team of a church up in the Northeast. She is having to move her mother back up there about a year later. And when she was at church that day, she said, "Thank you for that word. I have a feeling I'm going to really regret coming to church today." And I said, did I say something wrong? And she said, "No, you said something right. And I know me that I'm going to want to dive into what the Word of God tells us to be seeking for." And so it is true that the Scripture says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you," Matthew 6:33. But there's a lot of other things. And so here we see that the Spirit of God searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So He wants to reveal Jesus to us. He wants to reveal to us not just the things that are superficial, but the things that are of, not quite as easy to behold, things that are going to involve some searching. I don't want to make education as far as the Word of God goes. I don't want it to be, "Okay, baby, open up your mouth and in comes the spoon and it's going to have all of the food. And if you spit it out, we'll just scoop that off." I don't want it to be that way where everybody is just waiting to be spoon fed, because one of the greatest blessings that you will experience is when you learn to study the Bible and you learn to get in there and do it in prayer, because the scripture is spirit and it's spiritually discerned. And so the journey, the diving into the Word of God, not that you're looking to manufacture something that isn't there. Lord knows there's enough people that distort and contort the Word of God to make it say something that it doesn't. But you and I, we shouldn't be afraid to get into the hard passages of the Word of God and say, Holy Spirit, I really need you to help me to understand this particular passage. So, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? And so a lot of times, the things that we've got going on in our life, they reveal things about us. It's not that God doesn't know about them, but many times it brings it to the surface in our life so that it can be dealt with. You know, in Romans, Paul talks about who shall deliver me from this body of death. And then he goes on into chapter 8 and talks about there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are Christ are in Christ Jesus, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so it is not about if there is something that is revealed in us that we're supposed to be condemned, and instead we should be grateful that God exposed it so that it can be dealt with. I know way too many people that they don't want to go to the doctor because their mindset is this: the doctor might find something and I don't want them to find anything. Well, I understand that. And there are some times that people look for problems that may not exist. But if I've got something wrong with me, I want them to get it out, get it dealt with, so that I can get on with life. So I go every 6 months, if not more frequently, and get my skin checked because I live in Florida. And I had a dermatologist for years. He's now retired. I've got a person that takes care of that now. And, you know, occasionally they will say things like this: you know, I really don't like the look of that right there, so let me go ahead and take care of that. And I know that when they take care of it, sometimes they just freeze it. I know that I'm gonna look abnormal for a few weeks, because that it'll not only take care of that one particular thing that they're looking at, but it'll impact some of the skin around me. So several years ago, I don't even remember how many it was, but during my skin check, the person said, I don't really like the look of that. And this was not a freeze off job. This is okay. I'm going to remove that. We're going to send it off for a biopsy. And, when they did that, it came back as something that you don't want. And because of what it came back, they schedule me for another procedure where they removed a significant amount of tissue surrounding where the original cell was. And I want you to know that left ignored, it would have progressed to something that could have spread to other areas. It could have been lethal. But because of the thoroughness of the search of the medical professional, literally when they did all of the testing, there was one single solitary superficial cell. That's all it was. And I was so thankful that they got it while it was on the surface. When was the last time that you prayed like David prayed? God, search me. Know me. See if there is any unclean thing in me. You know, I talked about that questionnaire. You might spend some time in prayer asking God, say, God, is there anything in me that's displeasing in your sight? Now, I can also tell you that people can get too focused on the negatives, and you can ask this, God, you know, what is it that you're doing in my life that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight? Because I guarantee you, if you're a child of God, not everything that is going on in your life is going to be bad. But because God does discipline those he loves, you need to ask sometimes, God, is there anything that I need to be doing different? God, is there anything in me that's out of alignment with the Word of God? God, if there is, I don't want you to ignore that. I don't want you to stay silent. I want you to speak it into my life because I want my life to line up with your will, your word, your plan, and your purpose. It really comes down to a spiritual evaluation. And if we ask God to search us, he will do that. And I will tell you that God loves you. God will share with you the things that he is doing in your life, things that are lining up in accordance with his word. Occasionally he will also speak that word of correction, but every time he does it, it will not be condemnation. It will be for edification and for the glory of God. I'm so thankful that the Spirit of God is functioning in our life. I hope you are too. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.